Thank you. at that moment, was that a 500 years before by Lord Satan. This is not a new movement. Practically, it is as old as the creation of this world, but has been changed in course of time. So, it requires rejuvenation. So this movement was rejuvenated about 500 years ago. Before that, Lord Krishna, you might have heard his name. Most of you have read Bhagavad Gita, the famous philosophical doctrine of Indian Vedanta philosophy. Lord Krishna, in his practice, Bhagavad Gita, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. The Krishna consciousness movement means the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find everything complete. So far, God consciousness is required. The first and foremost qualification to understand the science of God or to become Krishna conscious is to understand yourself. The first thing is what you are or what I am. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, this perplexed question was there before Arjuna. Arjuna was to fight with his brother and relatives on the other side to decide who shall be the emperor of the design. So, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when he actually came in front of his relatives, he decided, so, that it is not good fighting with my relatives and taking the kingdom. Better I shall beg. I don't command this kingdom. That is very nice proposal. Non-violence, not to fight. But on this point, the Bhagavad Gita, or the science of God, developed from the lips of Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna. Krishna said that why you are deviating from your duty. You are Kshatriya. Your business is to fight. Now, this term Kshatriya also to be understood. Kshatriya means one who protects others from being hurt by others. This material world is so made that everyone is prepared to attack another person. And one who protects that person who is attacked, he is called Kshatriya. And the Kshatriyas were in charge of administration. That means, the person who can protect the citizen from being hurt or from suffering, they are called Kshatriyas. So, Just like it is the duty of the police department or law order department to protect the citizens, and sometimes violence is required. Similarly, the soldiers also are made for that purpose, and they were entrusted with the administration of the government. So, when Arjuna decided not to fight, Krishna instructed him the Bhagavad Gita. It is very interesting. He says that you do not deviate from your duty, do not think that you are killing your relatives, because you, me, and all the persons who are assembled in the battlefield, they were existing before, they are existing at the present moment, and they will continue to exist. It is simply changing the rest. That means you, I, or all of us present here, we are all individual spirit souls. And we are present here as in different ways. Similarly, we are present here in this world and in any other world with different kinds of bodies. According to Vedic literature, there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies. So, he gave a very nice example. If we study this example with little intelligence, we can understand this doctrine of transmigration of the soul very quick. Lord Krishna says, Vignasmin Gathadrihi Somara Jovanam Jara Tatha Dehantaram Prati Jira Sattva Namunyat. This is Sanskrit language. I'll explain it in English. He says that within this body there is soul. And the body is changing every moment, but the soul is there. He is giving example that the soul comes from the womb of his mother with a small body. And that small body changes. It becomes the body of a god, it becomes the body of a youth, then it becomes the body of an old man, then it vanishes. That we have to admit. We may say that the body is growing, but actually the fact is body changes. It is medically admitted that we are changing our body every second. We are changing our blood corpuscles, and therefore a change of the body is taking place, and that is being manifested in a different place. Actually, we are changing every moment our body. So, the ultimate change, when this body cannot be worked anymore, just like a dress, when it is torn, when it is too old, you have to change it. Similarly, when this body becomes useless, no more, it cannot be pulled on anymore, you take another body. Tathāvyahantaraṁ prāpti, as we are in our practical life, we are changing our body every moment. Similarly, the last phase of changing this body is called death. Death means, according to Vedic literature, sleeping for 7 months. Just as I give up this body, I have to enter into the womb of some kind of mother. These things are explained in the Vedic literature, are not manufactured. That karmana deha upapattaye, we are preparing our next life, next body rather. Life is continuing. I am eternal. Next body, according to my present work. Just like in this meeting, you have got 200 ladies and gentlemen, but you cannot find out any lady or any gentleman exactly like the teacher of differences. That means different consciousness, different work, and we have got different power. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, the soul is transmigrating from one body to another, but the soul is eternal and permanent. And there are evolutionary processes also. There are 9 million species of life in the water. Several forms, and the trees and plants are 2 million. Similarly, there are reptiles, birds, then geese, 3 million geese life, geese life. Then, at the end, we come to the form of the human being. And there are 400,000 species of different kinds of body. Just like your body in America and our body in India, there is some difference. Similarly, there are 400,000 of human form of life. So this is the process of evolution. And these bodily changes are taking place according to different concepts. And the highest perfection of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. When it comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, then our life becomes perfect. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just a to bring people to the original consciousness. The consciousness. And as we are forming our consciousness, so we are changing our consciousness. If we make our consciousness jogging or holy, then we get the body of a dog or an animal or something else. And if we make our consciousness godly, then we make ourselves next life as good as God. This is the problem. So we have to, this is the opportunity. The highest intellectual form of human body. When every, perception, sense-perception, consciousness, everything is perfect. We have to utilize that for becoming Krishna conscious, so that our this process of birth and death can be stopped and we get our eternal life. If we practice this Krishna consciousness, then our next life is as good as Krishna. It means that there is no more birth, there is no more death, there is no more disease, and no more old age. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who is intelligent, he will see four things before him. you made him very great scientist. You made him very much advanced in material science. You made him able to construct and many millions of motor cars. But you have to think whether you have solved the real problem. The real problem of life is birth, death, disease and all. Not that to live in a high skyscraper, our problem of life is solved. No. The problem of life is how to stop these four things. Birth, death, old age and disease. But we have neglected the real problems of life. And we are misusing our intelligence for constructing big buildings and constructing or increasing the so-called bodily necessities of life. The bodily necessities of life are four. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. To maintain this body, you require to eat something. Everyone is eating, you are eating, the cats are eating, the dogs are eating, the birds are eating. There are no economic problems. The eating is there already. We haven't seen ever that a bird is dying for want of eating, eatable. No. So these things are already arranged. That is no problem. In every form of life, your eatables are there by means of supply. Similarly, sleeping. So the bird is sleeping, the dog is sleeping, the cat is sleeping, and you are also sleeping. But you have got a very nice apartment. Does it mean that you have solved the problem of sleeping? No. Then defending the bird, the dog, the cat, the animals, everyone knows how to defend in their own way. We go every day in the soulless park. And as soon as we go, the swan immediately jumps to the water because that is their defending. As soon as they go to the water, they know that the human being, they cannot come to the water, they are now secure. So that defending process is there, even in the swans, in the parks, in everything. You don't think that because we have manufactured atomic bombs, therefore we have become very good. What is this atomic bomb? Killing. A killing is very good. Have you manufactured anything by he who can save from death? So, our problem of life, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, is to solve these four things. No more that, because we are eternal. Always remember that we are all eternal. Just like in this body, remain from my mother's womb up to this old age. I am the same eternal soul, but my body is changing. So, after changing this body, also I shall remain the same. Simply I shall have another birth. This plain truth, there is no difficulty to understand. Now, if have eternal means no death, no birth, no disease, no old age. That is eternal. So, if I am eternal, whether it is possible to get an eternal body or eternal happiness. That is the problem of human society. If you can solve that problem, then you be proud of your civilization. Otherwise, there is no difference between caste and caste civilization and yours. Because you are simply trying to solve the problems of eating, sleeping, defending and mating. But these problems are already solved by nature's law. So our developed intelligence should be utilized for solving these problems by Krishna consciousness. We are present here, this moment before you, your country, because you are intelligent, you are materially advanced, you are better than all other countries. Therefore, I present this movement, scientific movement before you. Is there a trust to understand? Lord Chaitanya's movement, this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is in Sanskrit, we have translated it into English. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It will now be done. Purchase the book. So in that book, it is stated that Chaitanya Bayar Katha Karaho Vita. Ladies and gentlemen, you just scrutinize me gently. You try to understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The Krishna consciousness movement. How we solve the problems of our life? Vikar Kalileti Svetare Samatta. If you scrutinizingly taste it and try to understand this movement, then you see yourself that it is wonderful. Natural, wonderful. So, and the process is also very simple. You do not require to be highly educated or philosopher or talented or rich or poor or black or white. Doesn't matter what you are. It is universal. Any human being with little intelligence, he can understand. And even he does not understand, this process is so nice that if you continue this process for a few weeks, you will fail to understand. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, is transcendental vibration. Sound. Sound is the origin of all creation. So, this transcendental sound, if you vibrate, you will understand very quickly this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And there is no loss on your part. Suppose you chant Hare Krishna, you do not lose anything. But if there is any gain, why don't you try? We simply request you with folded hands that you kindly chant Hare Krishna. We are simply requesting you, we are not asking you to pay us something or to suffer something or be educated or be engineer, be lawyer, then come to us. Never mind what you want. Stay in your position. Simply try to chant these 15 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You can try for 1 week. And there is no hard and fast rule. You can chant anywhere and everywhere. While walking, you can chant. While driving, you can chant. Nobody is going to track. If you are chanting, give me this fact. It is very easy. So keep them in your sadhana. Ketadapana Mahajanam. If you chant, the result will be that your mind will be clean. The whole misunderstanding is that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. But I am identifying myself with this body. I am Indian. I am American. I am Christian. I am Hindu. These are all your designations. You are spirit soul. Just try to understand that you are spirit soul. And try to understand on the platform of spiritual understanding all problems. And so long you are standing on this designated platform, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, and there is no solution of God. That is for granted. There is no solution of God to stand on this platform of spiritual understanding, there is the solution of all problems. This is authentic, and those are followed, they have got results, and take it from me, that there is no cheating, there is no bluff, simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and see the results practice. With my request, you can chant for 1 week and see the result. We are always prepared to serve you. We have got our temple here, not only here, we have got our temple in Los Angeles, we have got our temple in New York, in Kentucky, Montreal, Boston, and recently we are trying to open one temple in Buffalo, and two of my students have gone to Florida. They are also trying to open. So it is a very nice moment and it is very easy to chant. Now, before me, I am Indian, you are all Americans. This Hare Krishna, this vibration may be foreign to you, but there is no difficulty to chant. The word may be in Sanskrit, but it is not difficult to chant. And if you simply chant, you get the result. Because it is transcendental vibration. Just like when television or radio vibration is there, either in India or America or everywhere, the vibration is equally beneficial. Similarly, this transcendental vibration is coming down from the transcendental world. It is not material fact. It is not happening. If you chant, if you practice, you realize. So our request is that without any charges, without any heat, without any gloves, we say that you please chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much.